We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Thursday, October 17th. Colorado basketball, both men's and women's, held their annual media day yesterday at the CU Event Center, just weeks ahead of their respective seasons beginning. The CU men under head coach Tad Boyle, now entering his 10th season, are dealing with great expectations, being picked second in the Pac-12 Conference preseason media poll, with McKinley Wright being considered one of the favorites for the Conference Player of the Year award. So how is Tad Boyle dealing with all the hype?
You call it hype, I call it noise, and we have to not listen to that noise, not that hype, however you want to term it. But I think it's important that our players understand that, and again, it gets back to my job on a day-to-day basis is to hold them to a standard and an expectation level that we need to adhere to get done what we need to get done.
As for the players, their spokesman, junior point guard McKinley Wright, isn't shaken at all by the preseason buildup.
No, I got a former teammate, George King, who would always tell me there's no such thing as pressure if you're prepared. So I think Coach doing a great job preparing us and, you know, guys getting in the gym every day, working on their games individually, you know, getting in shape, getting in here and running on our own. So I don't feel no pressure. You know, we're excited. You know, we play basketball. We put five guys on the court. Our opponents put five guys on the court, so we're ready to go.
The CU men begin the season with an exhibition versus Pomona Pitzer at the Event Center on October 26th. The CU women, meanwhile, under head coach J.R. Payne, are a very young basketball team this season, which excites the Buffs' fourth-year head coach.
We're just really just love our team this year. You know, we have a really remarkable group of young women who've had a great offseason. You know, from last season to this season, we've worked incredibly hard. You know, we've gained weight where we needed to, we've lost weight where we needed to, and we've just have made the most, you know, of our offseason. We had a bunch of players that stayed here the entire summer to continue training and kind of sacrifice sort of their summers to make huge improvements that they needed to make. And we had a great summer where we really grew in our relationships with each other, our communication. Those were a couple of areas of focus for us. And our team's just ready to go. We're fired up. We've got a good preseason schedule and obviously a great Pac-12 schedule. and we're excited that season is here.
The Buffaloes women's team has an exhibition game November 4th versus Regis before opening the regular campaign November 10th in Boulder. The Buffs football team is deep into preparation for Saturday's Pac-12 road game at Washington State. Now, versus the Cougars, defensive coordinator Tyson Summers in the Buffaloes defense is going to have to stop Mike Leach's vaunted air raid offense.
Well, I think, obviously he's part of the original family of those guys that started the air raid, way back about Austin State 20, 25 years ago. So we've obviously seen different versions of the air raid and that family or that tree of offenses. I think Coach Leach is obviously an outstanding coach, does a great job with the offense, coaching the quarterbacks, and they're really good at what they do. You know, obviously the turnaround he's made in that program is phenomenal. And his players are well coached. They play with a lot of confidence, and they know what they're doing with the ball once they get it in their hands. Quarterback is extremely well coached, gets the ball out fast. So anyway, we'll have a big challenge on our hands this week.
Safety Aaron Maddox, who came back from injury last week in the Buffs' loss at Oregon, says he and his teammates will be ready for the Cougars' pass-happy offense.
It's a little bit different than other teams, I would say. You know, they pass the ball 65, 70 times a game. They're not a very complex formation type of team. You know, they're pretty simple. You know, a good 2x2, 3x1, and whatever else they decide to come up with. But that's kind of mostly what we see. They run a lot of mesh concepts, vertical concepts. So we're just staying focused, listening to our coaches, our techniques, just making sure we're staying on top of each route, being able to pass some of the crossing routes because some of it can get confusing at times. Just being able to rep it over and over and over. Doing walks before practice. Doing extra meetings coming in late at night to fix problems we messed up on in practice and whatnot. So that's just kind of the thing. It's just kind of how we've been taking this. Keep repping it until it comes natural.
Washington State is averaging 52.5 pass attempts per game this season, while running the ball an average of just more than 16 times per contest. For more on the Buffaloes' preparation for the Cougars, check out Neil Welk's coverage at CUBuffs.com. So this weekend, the Buffaloes will be in Pullman to take on the Washington State Cougars, who have dropped 3 games in a row. Our coverage on the Colorado Football Network begins at 3 p.m. Mountain Time with the Buffaloes Stampede pregame show. Then Coach Gary Barnett, Buff great Jeff Campbell, and I will have the kickoff at 5. The game will be carried in Denver on 850 KOA. Also, we're back to Thursday this week for Buffs Prime Time with head coach Mel Tucker this afternoon. We'll go live to tape from 12:30 to 1:30 at the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. We'll also be joined by tight end coach Al Papunu and tight end Bo Bicherant. The show will air tonight on the Colorado Football Network and also in Denver at 850 KOA. I'm voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.